Okay, so yesterday we talked about the position of Rabbi Eliezer Okulochem. As we saw, if you remember, we left it on the board, that the basic questions you have to ask answer for Rabbi Eliezer are, is he arguing about whether or not there's a mitzvah simcha at all? Right, so when he says that you have the choice of saying that you can learn all day, right? Okul Hashem, Okul Hashem. Is he arguing about the existence of the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? Or is he arguing about how you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? So we saw that according to many of the Rishonim, everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah of Simchat. So what does it mean when he says, Okul Hashem, Okul Hashem? So the most minimalist possibility was Tosfot, which is, no one holds you fast. What does Kulo mean? Kulo means you don't do anything different than normal. If you choose to do Kulo Lashem, so if you normally learn all day, you have three siddurim, you're in yeshiva, so then you don't do anything different in terms of time. So how does Simchat Yom Tov get expressed? Not in quantity of eating, but quality. What you eat is different.
And quantity.
Not according to Tosfot, right? Not according to Tosfot. It's that which foods you eat is different, but fundamentally everything stays the same. However, according to the Meiri, Marsha, Shagas Aryeh, no. Yes, he's arguing about how to be Mekayim Simcha, but they're entertaining the possibility that you actually don't have to eat at all. Why? It's either because Torah can actually fulfill Simcha, which the Meiri says, and Marsha says even more explicitly, or perhaps even that Tainit makes you happy. I don't know. Fine. On the other hand, we said, so there are certain shittos who say that maybe, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no Simchat Yom Tov at all, possibly Tosfot Rid. Mishkanot Yaakov, who said, it's not that, what's he going to do with the Pasuk? So the answer for him, going back to what we did last week, is that Simchat Yom Tov is only, what? Karbanot.
Right.
And therefore, the real mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov can only be fulfilled when there's a Beit HaMikdash, and when it's only Darabanan, Rabbi Eliezer says you have a choice, right? Mari Vayel, therefore, goes in the direction, he says, yeah, right? So maybe there'll be times when Yeshua will also agree that there's no Simcha, namely in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to be Mesamech, and if you want, you can fast all day. And then we briefly said, okay, now what is Lahashem? So the Gemara is learning, probably davening, but we saw that according to some, it might even be fasting. That's what emerges from the Mari Vayel. Okay, that's what we were up to. But what we're on to today is dealing with the next side of this, which is Rabbi Yeshua. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua, and obviously just keep in mind that what we said about Rabbi Eliezer is going to be really very relevant to Rabbi Yeshua. Because if you think that Rabbi Eliezer just says that Simchat, that Kulul Hashem, Kulul Lachem means you don't change that much from what you normally do, then chatzi lechem might just mean
change,
right? If Rabbi Eliezer has a more demanding thing, right? Even kul lechem means you eat a lot, right? So chatzi lechem might be more demanding, right? Like, right? Sorry, I'll take it back. The inner Eliezer said, right, you can fast, then all Yeshua might mean is you don't have to fast, right? But if he says, right, basically live your normal life, right? So then according to Yeshua, it seems to be more demanding, right? No one's talking about fasting. They're talking about how much you eat and things like that. So Chatzi Lashem might be more literal, okay? So that's what we want to deal with today, to figure out the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. What does it mean when Yeshua says? So reminder, right? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what is the source of Rabbi Yeshua's position? Chatzi Lashem. Chatzi Lashem. How does he get that? Because the Gemara has two psukim. Atzeret Lashem Elokecha, Atzeret Tielochem. How do you do it? So it has to be both. Right. Okay. So now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? So now what is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, what do we need to understand, right? So we know he says, Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem. And half of Yom Tov is supposed to be for God, and half of it is supposed to be for you. Okay? So what question do we have to ask? What questions do we have to ask for him?
When do you do which one?
So first of all, when? right?
Is it exactly half?
Right?
Reach.
Right?
Is it exactly half or just
rounding?
Okay. Rounding. Right? So, one, when, which is related to how much, right? Meaning, so, within how much, what are we going to deal with? So what could it be?
What are the
literal
ones?
Right, so could it be?
Literally half
an hour. Right, so literally 50-50, right?
Or other percentage.
Right, or it could just be, right, more, yeah, let's put more eating than Rabbi Eliezer.
Or,
right? How much more? Well, let's see. If Rabbi Eliezer says fast, then he says, or Yeshua says,
don't,
right? Fast.
Unless you enjoy it, in which case, fast.
Right, possibly, right? But if Rabbi Eliezer says, right, eat better food, but not more, right? So then what might Rabbi Yeshua mean?
Eat more.
Right? It could mean eat more also, right? Meaning whatever all Rabbi Yeshua has to by the end of the day say is something different than Rabbi Eliezer, right? What? Now when is obviously affected by this, right?
Is the when part also including the question of like, does it have to be like all in one go or can you split up the cuts?
Yeah, so when could be, well, so these are related questions. How much? Is it one shot? This could be also day night, right? Is Simcha only a day? Is this only a day of the day, right? So we have to ask. Now, the third, for me, one of the biggest conceptual questions we have to ask is the following, right? So Mordechai said, well, how does Rabbi Yeshua deal with Simchat Yom Tov, right? So, Nisamach, okay? How does he deal with Simcha? So you tell me. What are the two ways of understanding Chatzin Lashem, Chatzin Lachem?
Well, I think that a way that he could include this not Chatzin, as you can say that he shouldn't do so much Lashem that he missed that it impedes on Lachem.
Well, I'll ask you, let me put it differently. What part of the day is Rabbi Yeshua going to say you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov? Very good, right? So what you have to ask is the kiyum of Simchat Yom Tov only on the Lachem part? Right, meaning, remember, we said according to Rabbi Eliezer, when he says kulo lashem, does that mean he denies Simchat Yom Tov? So according to Rabbi Yeshua, does he deny Simchat Yom Tov? Obviously not. Right, he's telling you to eat. But when he said the way you do it is chatzi lashem, chatzi lachem, is half for you and half for God, what does he mean? Does he mean that half the day you fulfill Simchat Yom Tov, and the other half of the day you don't?
And therefore it has to be.
Right. Or is he saying that Simchat Yom Tov itself is comprised of Lashem V'Lachem, right? That even the part that is for God is also part of the mitzvah of Simcha, right? Right? Meaning, is he, when he says that you divide the day in half, that's either because he says Simchat Yom Tov is you enjoying, right? But that mitzvah only applies to part of the day. Right, and you still need to balance that with learning and davening and whatever. Or he could be saying that the mitzvah of Simcha itself is a hybrid, right? It's a hybrid of you and God, right?
So,
yes, is that clear?
So if that were
yes,
the case,
what's it?
Things that do both of them.
I need acknowledgement that it's clear because
yes,
you're like
clear.
Staring glassy.
Yeah,
yes,
so
right. Meaning again, right? Rabbi Eliezer, we had a legitimate question. He says you might be able to spend the whole day doing things for God. So we said it might be he doesn't believe in the mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov, or at least Simchat Yom Tov Bizman Hazeh or something. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says you spend half the day for you. So clearly he believes in Simchat Yom Tov, and he tells you that you're spending Chatzi Yom doing things for you, however much Chatzi is. Right? But then you have to ask, okay, but what is the relationship between Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, right, half for you and half for God, with the mitzvah of Simcha? One way is to say that Simcha is just physical, right? And therefore only the part of the day which is Lachem is when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Simcha. And his Chiddush, right, what's he adding? is that Yom Tov isn't only a day of Simchat Yom Tov, it's also a day in which you have to...
For God.
Right? Right, that Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem is coming to qualify it. It's saying, Simchat Yom Tov is a mitzvah you do on Chag, but it's not something you do all day of Chag. Right? Or is he saying, no, you misunderstand. The mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov itself is a hybrid mitzvah that includes godliness and includes physical enjoyment, right? And therefore both halves of the half for God and the half for you both equal Simcha.
So
someone want to give me evidence for this type of argument? Someone want to give me evidence for this, right? Why would you think this? Why might you think that both halves of the day are part of the mitzvah Simchat Yom Tov? And not just that half the day is about Simcha and the other half is about God.
Because that's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about what the point of the day is.
Okay, but the point of the day could be... So you're just giving a svara, which is, what do you mean? How can you say that half of Yom Tov is to fulfill its purpose and half of it is to fulfill something else? Right?
Yeah, we're talking about fulfilling Yom Tov.
Right, good. Someone want to give me... Right, so that's just a svara, which is, of course, both of them are part of it. They're arguing about how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. What else, though, might you say? Right. The other is the magic words that the pasuk says that Simcha takes place lifnei Hashem, right before God. So it's actually not crazy to say that since, as we talked about, Simchat Yom Tov isn't just to be happy, but it has a context, right? It's Simcha in the context of God. It's not crazy to say that when he says half the day is Hashem, that's actually part of Simcha. In fact, it might be what creates, at some level, the Simcha lifnei Hashem. Right? Or the proper type of simcha. Or... No. It could be that it contextualizes the simcha, right? By spending half the day with God, right? You could look at it in two ways. You could either you could either say it's additive, right? That you need simcha and lifnei Hashem, right? So Kobe correctly notes that when I say that it's simcha and Hashem, there's two ways of looking at it. Right? Is one that he's saying you need Simcha plus lifnei Hashem. The other is that you need the hybrid so that the Simcha will be lifnei Hashem. Right? Okay. Right? So if I spend half the day doing godly things, then the entire day is contextualized like this, right? Okay, and I'm just going to point here. Another set of questions we have to ask is what counts?
A lot of questions.
As Lashem, and what counts? And what counts? As Lachem, right? Meaning, right? So, like within Lashem, as we saw already in Rebbe Eliezer, some people include, you're definitely learning, davening probably, but we saw that in Rebbe Eliezer, some people suggested fasting, right? So we need to ask what actually counts as for God, right? And also, what counts as lachem, right? So for example, does it mean eating? Or obviously, I know what he wants to do on Yom Tov afternoon, which is nap. Does that count, right? Or is napping on Yom Tov a bittul of both lachem and lachem? Because it's not learning and it's not eating, right? Right, so what does lachem mean? Half. That's this, how much? That's question two, right? Right? So again, we have to ask, how much do we literally mean 50-50 or something different? When do you have to fulfill it? Day, night, things like that? What is the relationship between the Lachem and Lashem parts? Is it that half the day you simchat Yom Tov and half the day you do something else? Or that celebrating with God is itself part of the Simcha, either because you need both or because it contextualizes the Simcha? And the fourth question is, what goes under Lashem and what goes under Lachem, right? Yeah.
To connect the fourth question with this second rule of like, it's a hybrid of, Yom Tov is a hybrid of.
Yeah, obviously these questions are connected, right? Right?
Well,
meaning, right?
Yeah, but so like, directly connecting. Could it be that it's, that we have hybrid actions as well, that we have a singular actions that are construed both?
Yes, for sure. So right? You could have actions that go both, right? So like, we saw according to the Ramban, is eating while singing, right? Having Shira over the meal, right? Or over the carbon contextualizes it, and maybe Shira not in that context. Yeah, you could have. We'll see that.
And okay? The focus from Rabbi Elazar's side would be that you just can't do that?
Possibly. Okay, so that is the question that we need to deal with. Okay, these are the questions that we need to deal with. So, let's start at number one. Okay? So, Tosfot Rid. So remember, the Tosfot Rid is said according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? The Tosfot Rid according to Rabbi Eliezer, that, what is the machloket of Elazar and Yeshua? Are you allowed to fast? Or are you not allowed to fast? Right? So, number one, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam b'yom dovela ochel v'shotel yoshev v'shoneh. So again, we're reviewing it. Rabbi Eliezer said, what do you have to do on Yom Tov? Either eat and drink, or sit and learn. Perish. So according to him, Rabbi Eliezer, when he says kulu Hashem, he means literally, if you choose to fast, you're allowed to fast. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, chelkeu chetzio la'achila v'chetzio le'beit ha-midrash. He says divide it. Perish.
You're not
allowed to fast. You can't fast. Right, so, what does he hold? Chetzio la'ashem, chetzio la'acham, according to Tosfot Rid. Is it literally 50-50, or simply more eating than Rabbi Eliezer?
More eating.
Good. More eating. So Tosfot Rid says, more eating, meaning no fasting. That's all it means.
Wait, how do you know it's 50-50
according to his? It's not.
How do you know it's more eating than not literally 50-50?
Because he says, perish. What is the meaning of the word divided, half for eating and half for learning? Perush?
Oh, fail it?
Perush. What does that mean? Perush means, this is the meaning of it. Perush means, this is the meaning.
Right.
Asur lehitanot, don't fast. That's it. Right? He says the meaning of the words, half for God and half for you, does not mean half. It means not zero. That's what he thinks it means. Right? So he says, and Rabbi Elazar says, you can fast. Right? According to, according
to fasting, not more eating than
Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can fast.
Within this control.
That's the point. He thinks that the machloket is, can you or can you not fast? Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can fast. Rabbi Yeshua says, no fasting. We call that chatzi lashem, chatzi lachem. Right? That's it. What? So probably because what does he think the machloket is, as we talked about yesterday, whether or not there is a mitzvah simcha at all. Then Rabbi Eliezer says no, so you don't have to eat. And Yeshua says, there's a mitzvah, so you have to eat. And therefore, all it means is don't not eat. No, there is no 50-50.
And I'm saying like...
That's it.
And you just have to learn some amount.
He doesn't say, right? All he thinks is that you don't fast. You could spend 99% of the day learning and eat for a minute. You didn't fast. You're good. Yeah, that's all Tosfot Rid says, right?
But what does the Tosfot Rid where...
So either he disagrees, or like the Mishkanot Yaakov, this is only in the time of the Chorban when there is no ability to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, right? All the things we talked about yesterday.
But now that the Chorban has happened, the only way that we can, it's either fasting and
not just switches? Yeah, that's what Mishkanot Yaakov said. Right, the Tosfot Rid isn't responsible for that. He just says, look, all Rabbi Yeshua means is don't fast. So now according to him, when do you be Mekayim the Mitzvah? Whatever, don't fast. That's all we're telling you, don't fast. How much? Don't fast. Right? Lachem, Lashem, all these fancy things. Do we have any idea what he thinks the relationship is? Lachem, Simcha? We have literally no idea. All we know is that he thinks you have to at some point eat. Because that's a mitzvah Simcha Yom Tov. What counts as Lashem? I don't know. All we know is that what counts as Lachem? Eating. This is all I know according to those reasons. It's very simple. That is all I know. Yes? That's all I know. It's a minimalist position.
This is some very watery
kind of... Sure. Okay, good. Now, who is at least around here, the most famous physician who seems to take a more demanding view of what Rabbi Yeshua means. Yes, thank you. Right, around here, right? And at this point, all of you have probably heard how many people around here understand the idea of Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Zeriker probably heard this for 4 years in high school. Yep. Ah, so when I was in Rambam, they did tell us, though I do remember that 2 years ahead of me in Rambam, one of the students was just so annoyed and having heard about it so much that he gave his speech at graduation about how that read of the Rambam is wrong and there is no such chiyuv. Like at graduation, it did not go over well. What? No, they don't. Do they check mine? I don't know. I'm trying to think if they probably checked it. It was fine. I didn't say anything particular. I didn't say anything controversial. Did you say anything controversial, Zeriker? What are the Yeah. Not which speech did you give? Yeah, so those speeches were actually quite my year in Rambam, the joke speeches, which had a lot of jokes that were hard-hitting, Aaron Friedman was in charge. So he had a little bit of a pass. Aaron was the student. He's my year. No, not reviewing it. Aaron was the one giving the speech. What? That's not what I meant. I mean, when I did, he gave the speech. He was as a student. That's my point. I was giving not that. I'm not. That is not. I understand you haven't known me for that long, but if you think that my role at graduation was giving the joke speeches, you have not met me. Okay. I mean, like, that's not my expertise. Yeah. I did not do that. Yeah. What? What did you say? Yes. Anyways, but the Rambam says, yeah? So the Rambam says, Perik Vav Halacha Yotet. Guys. So, Af Al Pi Shachilo Shia B'Moadot B'Chal Mitzvat Asay. Guys, so here's how he starts off. He says, even though eating and drinking is part of the mitzvah. So now he already tells you that what might you think? He hasn't even said anything. What is Rabbi Yeshua's Chiddush? Before I even read what he says, that even the, what's the hava amina? Good, right? Is that since there's a mitzvah called Simcha Yom Tov, and Simcha Yom Tov is eating, you might have thought that how much of the day do you spend with that?
Whatever you want.
As much as you want, right? It's a mitzvah, right? Well, amachmir tavo lav bracha. You want to eat all day? Gesundheit, right? We've already come up with our construals of how Avi is going to eat all day with his knapsack with the hose putting wine in his mouth on a constant basis. Good. Fine. Lo yiyah ochel v'shoteh kol hayom kulo. You don't do it all day. Elakach hi hadat. This is the proper way of doing things. Baboker mashkimen. Mashkimen am levati kineser. In the morning, you get up early to go to shul. Okay? Ulebate midrashot u'mitpalin v'korin b'inyan hayom. And you daven, you learn, and you daven, and you read the Kriyat Torah of that day. V'chozer levadehen, and then you go home. V'ochen, and you eat. V'holchen levatei midrashot. You go to the Beit Midrash. Korin v'shonin l'chatzi hayom. And you read and learn until midday. V'achar chatzi hayom mitbalen tfilat amincha. V'chozer levatehen le'chol v'lishtot shar hayom ad alayla. And then you go back and eat and drink the rest of the day until night. That is the Rambam's description. Okay? So now, first things first. How much does the Rambam mean? Does he mean because of the rib? No, obviously not. Right? What does he mean, though?
Maybe you shouldn't. That you should have. You should be doing other things aside from eating throughout
the day. Right. So what does he mean, right? Meaning, he's clearly more demanding. Does he actually mean 50-50?
No.
So here's the thing. The Rambam clearly means that it has to be, I would say, the word I would put here is balanced. right? A balanced day. The day should have a dual identity, right? That's what the Rambam wants, right? How do you get, now, why would you say you need a dual identity? Yeah, so both because of the two psukim, and also because, as we've talked about in the Rambam, and I didn't give you these Rambams again because we spent time with them on them when we did the first half of the sugya. No, not that. I don't want to get too far afield. But the Rambam, remember, the Rambam has said, Rambam emphasizes the end of Hilchot Yom Tov, that what happens if you only eat but you don't bring poor people to your meal? What does he say? What's his magic words?
Ein zu simchat mitzvah, ella, right, simchat kreso. Right? It's not a simchat mitzvah, it's a simchat of your stomach. Right?
So what is that? Remember, so what did we point out in the Rambam? What does he clearly mean? That this simcha has to be contextualized with this, with Hashem. Right? And therefore, if you think, right, that for the Rambam, even the simcha side has to be contextualized with godliness. Right? If I don't invite poor people to my meal, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. It's the wrong type of simcha. Even though I'm eating, it's not simchat mitzvah, it's just simchat preso. So according to him, that means that the eating itself, what does it need? To take on a certain spiritual identity, right? So therefore, he probably holds something like this, right? That it's not that half the day is lachem and half the day is lashem, but it's lachem and lashem synthesized so that the day becomes the proper simcha lifnei Hashem, right? In order to accomplish that, what do you need? Balance. Right? Balance. Right? Meaning it's not just I have two things to do during the day. It's that they affect each other. Right? Right? That seems to be what the Rambam is getting at and what we saw already in Simchat Yom Tov, his emphasis on bringing the poor. Right? So according to the Rambam, it's not crazy to say that Simchat Yom Tov is much more demanding than not fasting. It's about doing enough godly things and enough you things that the identity becomes one of a dual identity, Lashem v'Lachem, right? And the Lachem is influenced by Lashem, it's this, so then, right, yeah.
Would it be more than no fasting, would you say?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now the question is how much, right?
Are you going to be happy if you're just not fasting?
Right, no, so for sure,
fasting sounds
right? Good. So for sure, he said, go back and spend the rest of the day eating and drinking, right? So he clearly thinks balanced, and by balanced I mean, no. Clearly, a good percentage of the day is God, and a good percentage of the day is?
For you.
For you. Now. We now have to push it farther.
For you has to mean eating? That's what
for you seems to have to mean eating, right? Well, that's the only thing he mentions, right?
What are the criticisms of this,
though? Well, one second. But we still have to ask, guys, but we still have to ask, how balanced does it have to be? Right? Because even within balance, you could say what? Right, balance can either mean 50-50, or it can mean?
It can mean something like what he's doing, where
60-40.
It can mean,
more,
I don't know,
eating,
right?
Learning.
It can be what one happened with a dual.
There, idea. Approximate, I don't know, right? Whatever!
Approximate symbol?
About, right?
Like
an
about
estimation.
About, like, depending on what you
right, here, fine. It's, right, meaning it's give each its
fair.
Right? Yes. Right? Now, which does he mean? Does he mean 50-50? So someone can give me evidence, right? Not svara, because with svara I could justify both, right? Meaning, if I tell you you need a balanced day, right? So you could mean give each its fair share. You could mean 50-50, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You could. I mean, like, there's nothing, misvara, I don't have, like, a svara that comes and tells you, oh, right, like. Good. So one. So the reason they literal is chatzi lashem chatzi lachem. Good. Within the Rambam, though, what do you think? Does he say it or not? What's the what? Right. What does it sound like in the Rambam?
Not really. It's in the morning that you do both eating and learning.
Good. So here's the problems with saying 50-50. Okay. Let me just write them for you. Okay. Here are the problems with saying that it's 50-50. God. Okay, here. I'm just gonna put it over here. Problems. with
far away.
Sorry. Okay, here.
Find problems. Right, problems. I'm just not pulling up. I can't use the top third or fourth. Okay? Problems are 50-50. So first is machine. Right? If you say machine, then what might machine mean? So it might mean hunates, and if it means hunates,
then it might plausibly mean 50-50 because you're starting living the dead.
But if it means
when you get up
early,
right? That doesn't necessarily mean, right? Like the way we use Hashkama Minyanim now. Hashkama Minyanim aren't Hanates Minyanim. They're just
early.
Early, right?
Second problem is, he said, eat during the morning, right? Read it carefully.
He said, eat during the morning, right? You come back from shul and then you eat. Then you go to Mincha and then you eat the rest of the day, right? That's what he said. Correct, right? That's balanced, but that doesn't, right? That doesn't say 50-50.
It doesn't actually give precise time.
Correct, right? But let's say you were committed to a 50-50, so how could you solve this problem?
Eating during the morning is in the mission, but you
need to eat. Oh, but if you need 50-50, so that's not 50-50, so what would you have to do?
I mean, minute would be equal to one.
No, not minchas are going to leave in close. But what does he say? You learn until chatzot, and then you daven mincha. What's the problem? When are you allowed to daven mincha? Mincha gedola. How long after chatzot is that? No, half an hour. Half an hour, right? Half an hour after chatzot. Which means that he says you learn until chatzot, but what does he really mean? You learn until mincha, which means you bought half an hour. So if you wanted to be super formalist and say 50-50, you would say, aha! So you come back from shul and you make kiddush. Now, I will just point out that what does he mean? Does he mean kiddush? Like you come back, you have a cookie, right? And then you have your meal? Not clear, because according to many Rishonim, what does the Rambam mean here?
The actual meal.
He means lunch, because the Rambam might hold that you need Sudash Lishit on Yom Tov. And therefore, it could mean that he says you come and you have your second meal, and then you bench, and then you go to Mincha, and then you have right, Shalosh Shudis, until right? So if you wanted to say 50-50, what you have to say is as follows. You come home, you eat, and you're like, oh no, I just lost 27 minutes, because I ate in the first half of the day. Aha! But from Chatzot until Mincha, there's half an hour, and it's 3 minutes to get to shul. So I will make up the 27 minutes of learning, 3 minutes to get to shul. Boom, exactly 12 hours divided into two. That's what it would mean. Now, that is in fact how the Rishon LeZion basically takes this sugya.
Wow.
Right? So the Rishon LeZion.
Strong read.
Yes. So the Rishon LeZion says as follows. Udamrinan betayinit yardu achatzot mashlimin. The mashma kvar hit anu rov hayom. You know what? So he says, "Hacha lav dav chetzel Hashem ma'ad pachod michetzel." He says, "Maybe you'd say it's a little bit less." This is what the Rambam says: Lo yeh ochel kol hayom ela boker mashkim lebed haknesset. V'etpalim v'karim v'chozim v'atehen. V'ochlim v'ochlim v'atehen midrashot. V'karim v'shar nachatzi hayom. V'achatzi hayom mitpalim mincha v'chozim v'atehen v'ochel adkan. Right? No, it's the Rambam, right? I just ran through it. We just read it. I probably could have cut it off. He says, "V'harambam chash leha'arateinu." The Rambam was aware of the problem. V'amar shebechatzi harishon shel Hashem yochlu bo seuda kedei shlo yu b'tainit chatzi shlo yu bo b'tainit. Right? He says, why do you eat it all in the first half of the day? Because if you don't eat in the first half of the day, then you would be fasting for half the day. You'll have to fast on Yom Tov, even half a day? No. So he says, why does the Rambam want you to eat the first half of the day to make sure you're not fasting? You just lost 20 minutes for your meal.
Okay.
So what does he say? Chatzia shenei achar mincha ya'akol lohem ukishata balit sarif mashechat mechasrin b'chatzi shelahem b'kriya u'b'tfila ye'keshir mashe'achlu bo mechatzi shel Hashem. Said you add that time plus mincha, Right? Remember, mincha is in the second half of the day. That means you have another 20 minutes of davening in the second half of the day. So between the little bit of time before mincha, plus mincha, which is l'Hashem, you know, you make up the 20 minutes that you used of the first half of the day for yourself. Right? And therefore he says, what comes out? That how long should your meal be in the morning?
Like the same amount of time.
Short, very short, right? Not more than mincha, right? He says, look at his language, it's very strong. He says, imkein sarach shel laharich besuda shel shachar. You have to make sure not to have a long meal in the morning. Imkein nimtza gazul mechatzi laHashem. Because if you do, you're stealing from the half that is for God. Yes. Vinir ed, the gam by Gemara Rilazar, okul laHashem, lav diyat v'petane kul ayoma, da asur letana v'yom tov, right, and therefore he says, in contrast, what does he think Rabbi Elazar means? Do you have to fast? No, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, right, he says, Rabbi Yeshua means mamash 50-50, right? And you just got
to
make up the times. Right, Rabbi Eliezer just says, learn most of the day and eat something so you're not fasting. Right? But according to the Rishon LeZion, the Rambam basically means something along 50-50, and that's why you have to have makeup time, right? No, I really don't think, no. If you asked me, right, you asked me, my personal idea of the Rambam is that he probably means something more like this, right? Right, this to me feels like an overread, right? I'm stealing from, I mean, if the Rambam really meant, like, 50-50, like, down to the second, like, you could, I mean, there are ways of saying that. It also just seems like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, I'm very wary of any shita that is this precise in a world without clocks.
They even know what time,
right? Like, know what time you can, it's very hard in a world without clocks to even conceptualize this idea that, like, my suda took exactly 20 minutes, and now I'm going to make it up exactly with 20 minutes for mincha. I mean,
how do they calculate time for mincha gedola and stuff?
Sundials, right? Good. Why is it half an hour after? To make sure that it's mincha, right? That it's leaning to the other side. That's why you can't, that's why mincha is not at chatzot mamash, because it's very hard to tell when it's chatzot mamash. But once it starts to turn to the other side of the sky, you know that it's afternoon. Right, that's what chatzi sha'ah really means, right? Wow. Right, it's so I don't know. I find these like over formal reads like it's very hard to me to real. I'm open within a balance thing to saying it should be as close to 50-50 as you can manage, right? Or like it should be close to 50-50, right? But like I find it hard to believe that the Rambam actually meant that like 60-40 would be a failure, right? Like. I mean, I just don't know. Now, again, what if it's 80-20?
The Rambam just didn't expect it.
Right? I don't know.
Does the Rambam ever be specific with timing like this?
I mean, you can, right? Like, Zman Kriyat Shema, you have exact timing. Right, Shosh? Right?
Sometimes just stuff just takes longer than
this. Right, but like here, right, meaning he's describing the day, right? I don't know. To me, it sounds like the Rambam probably means more. Make sure it has a real dual identity, right? Not like I learn all day and I happen to have a snack, but I'm learning and I'm eating for significant portions of the day. I find it hard to believe he means literally 50-50. Now, look, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, right? Also, what does it sound like? Mitzvah Yom Tov lechalko, chetzi lebeit midrash, chetzi lechil ishtia. The mitzvah Yom Tov is to divide it into half the beit midrash, half eating and drinking. Va'al yitzamtzein v'hot Yom Tov, v'tzarech lechabdo lango k'mo b'shabbat. Don't be stingy on how much money you spend for something Yom Tov, because you have to enjoy it, just like on Shabbat. I don't know, maybe just me, but what does his language sound like? 50-50, mamish, make up every second? It's like divide it and make sure that you spend money so that the food is good. I mean, it sounds much more like
approximation.
Rabbi Yeshua is telling you, have a balanced day, right? Make sure you're spending significant percentage learning, significant percentage eating, right? And again, I think this is the most likely svara.
Even during a time of fast, it's still hard to do it.
Correct! Right? Like what, every time you go to the bathroom, you have to like, oh, I have to make it up. Is going to the bathroom, Lashem? Lashem? Neither? Oh! What? So going to the bathroom is Lachem, but saying Asher Yatzar is Lashem? I mean, come on.
No. If you say Asher Yatzar,
very good. As long as you were in there, you have to say that with that, Asher Yatzar with that much kavana. Right? I mean, come on, right? Like, this is not the type of thing that I don't know. Okay. Now, what, though, is Lashem? What counts as Lashem here? So interestingly enough, what is brought up every time? Very good. So every time, now this is another thing that will push the Rambam, right? Which is, what is Lashem? What is Lashem? Okay? So definitely learning, right? Because it says Chetzul Beit HaMidrash. Now, what about davening?
Well, that might be.
So you have to daven, right? That's not included. That's not. But if you think that what? If you think you need mamish 50-50, then it's clear that davening is, right? Has to be Lashem, because otherwise, you know, that's what you're spending a long percent of the morning on, right? But if you take this view, that chatzi Lashem, chatzi Lashem means more like you have to have a balanced day, right? Then is davening necessary? Well, so first of all,
have a dual identity where it serves both you and
them. Fine, right? So then you have to ask what exactly is davening. But, right, if it's about a dual identity, it may be that the dual identity is a day of learning and a day of eating, right? And davening may be sort of ancillary to those two things. Like, you daven on Yom Tov because you daven every day.
So davening is...
Right? Now, I'll be honest, that in the Rambam, it does sound like davening is part of it, right? Right, it does sound that, right? To me, in the Rambam, it sounds like it. Like, he includes that in, right? Like, mashkimen lebeit hamid, right? The kenesiyot, the batim drashim, the palin, the korin, the Torah, right? Meaning, it does. However, not 100% clear. Now, even if you say davening is part of it, does that mean all davening is? Right, meaning maybe just, well, you have to daven everything. But let's say you think that primarily Chatzi Lashem is about learning and davening is just like, you always have to daven. Then what would emerge from that?
You have to learn.
You have to learn while davening, thank you. Right, maybe, right? But what would it tell you about the way you daven? Would that affect the way you talk about davening? If the primary expression of Lashem is learning, would that affect the way you talk about how you daven on Yom Tov? How? It would. How?
Would you, like, have to stop learning?
Not stop learning. You'd have to. How? Right? If you think. Right? You'd have to daven shorter. Very good. Right? Is that if you think that the primary identity here, and who says that? Mr. Brura. Look at 5. Mr. Brura says, V'al karchav. Yesh ligor v'chazanim hamarichim yoter mechetzir shel yom. He said, yell at the chazanim who go past chatzot.
I love how they always use words.
Rabbi, this is ridiculous. On Yom Kippur.
Now again,
we have such a long davening and we fast. What kind of simplicity Yom Kippur?
Yes, exactly. Right now, it could just be that his problem is that they go past chatzot, and now you're making the day primarily about right God and not you. But I think it's also partially for him, right? Like the learning eating is the main identity here. Right, if you're davening, you're davening nicely, obviously it is. But if you have these chazanim going on for 6 hours, how much learning are you getting in? Nothing, right? You're spending all day in shul, and then you go to your meal, and that's it, right? There's no time for shir, right? We know this, right? If you, right, have davening all day, right?
Yeah. I got to look on the arch phone.
Right, so this is like one of the reasons like that I like a Rosh Hashanah davening at Hanetz, because I davened at 6, I finished at 9:40. I came back, I learned with Meir, I learned with Aaron, I learned with Ezra, I learned myself, right?
What about Yom Kippur, though? On Yom Kippur, what if you...
Yom Kippur, there's none of this. Obviously, you're not eating, so
no,
like...
No, I know,
different
like, kind of... Yom Kippur, do you want to be, like, learning Torah also as much as you can, or dominant?
That, I think, is a fairer question, right? Because in Yom Kippur, the identity is obviously very, very different.
Yeah.
Is there still the next class in Yom Kippur?
Not in the same way, and that's why the Gemara has a discussion about whether it knocks off of Elul, right? Because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not quite the same. And obviously Yom Kippur is even less, right? So like Yom Kippur doesn't have the heter of Ochel Nefesh, right? You're not allowed to cook, right? Which according to the Shagat Aryeh is linked to Simchat Yom Tov. The reason that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov is because it's Simchat Yom Tov.
But is that only because of a practical thing? Because you can't anyway, therefore it would not be...
So it might be, right? But they may, but those may be related. The practical issue may be related to the conceptual issue, right? Those. But at any rate, the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, you have to yell, rebuke those chazanim that daven so long, right? The katvu ha-poskim. And the poskim say, "Dekachu aderech hanochem b'boker makdim and leilech v'ed haknesed, get up and go to shul, ulevat midrashot and v'tvalin v'kardin b'torah minyan shel yom and palin musaf v'chozu v'atem v'ochlem v'holtem v'atem midrashot v'shon echatzi hayom v'achar jabaz man mincha v'tvalin tzilat mincha v'tanik v'zun gom v'shar hayom ara leilech v'kayim chetzi ol Hashem." Right, that is the quote from the Rambam.
I just want to pin this Mishnah Berurah onto this board of every single Brooklyn
show. Yeah, everyone wants to. Okay. So now look at the formulation. What I said before, that the reason for the Rambam, I think, right, it's about the contextualization. I realize I actually did give you that Rambam again in number 7. So as long as it's here, I'll read it again. Right, Avol Misha Noel Daltot Chatzero, anyone who locks the doors of his gate, of his courtyard. The ochel v'shote hu v'anavi yishto v'eino machil u'mashgal aniyim. Right, he doesn't give the poor food. Ulamari nefesh, and those who are depressed or bittered. Embittered, ein zu simchat mitzvah, ela simchat kreiso. It's not a simchat mitzvah, it's the simchat of your stomach. Val elu ne'emar, and these people we say, zivcheihem kol kelechem onim lohem, kol chov yitamu ki nachmam nefsham. Right, your bread is tamei, because you're eating only for yourself. V'simcha kazu kalon hilohem. This is a humiliation for you, this type of food. Shne'emar, v'zereti peresh al p'neichem beresh chagichem. Right, he quotes the pasuk in Malachi that it's considered feces, right? Right, to just eat only without, you know, taking care of the poor and the like, right, this highlights this idea that for the Rambam, right, the reason you learn and the reason that you bring poor people is because even the simcha has to be contextualized, right, as simcha shel mitzvah, right, or as Kobe would say, it's simcha lefnei Hashem, right, which I think is right. Just 1 second, just look at Shulchan Aruch number 6, okay. Aval Misha Noel Daltot Chatzero V'Ochel V'Shotehu V'Anav Yishto V'Eino Ma'achil Mashke. Sorry, one before that. Adam Ochel V'Shoteh V'Samech V'Regel Lo Yimshoch V'Yosar V'Yayin V'Shok V'Kalad Rosh. Don't get too caught up in drinking and wine and levity. L'fi She'ein Ashok V'Kalad Rosh Simcha El Aholot V'Sichlot V'Lo Nistaveinu Aholot V'Sichlot El HaSimcha She'yesh Ba'Avodat HaYotzer. Right? So if it weren't clear enough, Shulchan Aruch says, don't get too drunk and too levitous, because we are commanded about simcha, and this isn't simcha, it's halalit b'sichlud. We're commanded on simcha that has service of the Creator. Right, so again, all of this, for me, points in the direction that this is the key to chatzil Hashem, chatzil Hashem. Right, is that we need a balanced day in which simcha, your simcha and God's simcha are synthesized so that it becomes simchat mitzvah. Right? That's what I, if you ask me for the Lumdish conception, the conceptualization of this mitzvah, according to the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, right? Again, do I know whether he literally means 50-50? My feeling is that no. The key is that it has to be significant, right? So that you can give Yom Tov this dual identity, right? Or not, no, not dual identity, the synthetic identity, right? I mean, synthesized identity, right? There's dual identity and then they're synthesized, right? Right, I don't think that for the Rambam it's just dual. Because if it was dual, right, then the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch wouldn't emphasize the fact that you shouldn't, that if you don't have poor people, your simcha isn't simcha. Or if you get too frivolous, then your simcha isn't simcha. Because if it was just a dual identity, right, be happy and be with God, then what problem would there be if my simcha is just partying? It's lachem. Right. But you wouldn't say it's not simcha. You'd say you didn't give tzedakah. But there, the language of the Rambam, the language of Shulchan Aruch is, this is not the type of simcha you were commanded in. Right? That's holulu. That's frivolity, not simcha. Simcha is something more profound. Right? And that's why I think it's not just lachem. It's not just that it's a dual identity. Right? It's that he's looking for synthesis. Right? That's my guess, right? Is that the Shulchan, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the point of this balanced identity is that it's not just dual, but that it is a joint, a or a hybrid, if you want to call it. Right? And hybrid is also not right. It's synthesized, right? It's a synthetic identity. Right? It's
They need to bleed into each other.
Holistic?
Let me check up
the holistic? I don't know. What am I looking for? Synthetic. That's what I'm looking for, right? They're synthesized.
Yeah.
Right? Like holistic. Holistic is like all encompassing. I'm looking for synthetic. That's what it is. Right? It's a synthesis. Right?
Holistic would work. Characterized by comprehension of the parts of something as intimately interconnected and explicable only by reference to the whole.
Yeah. Meaning, holistic works also. Right? Find
there we go.
Find a holistic identity, right? Which synthesizes the spiritual and the physical. Okay. Good. Okay. Now, next point I want to add is how unique is this to Yom Tov? Right?
Meeting a synthesized identity.
Correct. Meaning. The major question I would ask is, no, not Purim, but Shabbos. Very good. Right, Shabbos. Now, why do I have a suffix by Shabbos? Because does it have the two psukim, Matzaret L'Hashem, Matzaret? No. But, and even more so, what does the Gemara say? That even Rabbi Eliezer is modeh, that you need some food on Shabbos because of onen, because you need to enjoy it. Right? That highlights that Shabbos seems to be different. But remember we said, what does it mean, according to Eliezer, when you say even he's modeh? So that could mean that Shabbos is different, but everyone agrees you need to eat. But what's another way of reading that? That whatever you think Rabbi Yeshua holds on Yom Tov, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees on Yom Tov, but he
agrees
on Shabbos. What would that read lead you to? That this whole conception applies equally.
Copy paste on Shabbos.
Good. Who holds that? So possibly the Rambam and definitely the Smog, right? So look at the Smog first, because the Smog is very clear. The Smog says an 8. Uvipsachem perek elu dvarim garsinan ha kol modim ba'atzeret v'shabbat shetzarich chetzi olachem. Right? The way he reads, or maybe this is his girsa on the Gemara for all I know, it's not that everyone agrees the be'inan nami lachem, not that everyone on Shabbat agrees you also need for you, but that everyone agrees that whatever you think Chatzi L'Hashem Chatzi L'Hashem means, copy-paste to Shabbat. So ironically, right, Rabbi Eliezer, we think of Yom Tov as like the pinnacle of this, according to the way the Smog reads it. No.
Opposite.
Yeah, the opposite. That Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua have an argument about whether this applies on Yom Tov. But everyone agrees that whatever this model we just came up with is, copy-paste to Shabbat. Right, Zell? Right, everyone agrees. Look at the Rambam in number 7, right? And you tell me whether the Rambam agrees. Aval Misha note, the Rambam in 9. Right? Achilat basar ushtiat yayin b'shabbat oneg hula. Eating and drinking on Shabbat is enjoyment. V'hu shayta yado maseg. Yeah, that's if you have the wherewithal, the financial wherewithal. You can't have sitting to have a meal with wine during Beis Medrash showers. This is how the tzaddikim did it. A tzaddikim rishonim mitpal adam b'shabbat shachar muzavid hakneset v'yavo leveito v'yisod sudah shniya v'yelech lebet hamidrash. Yikra, v'yishma al mincha, v'yitbal al mincha, v'achar kach yikva suda shlishit al yayin, v'yochel v'yishta ad motzei Shabbat. You go to shul, you daven shachar, you musaf, you come back, you have the second meal. You go to the Beit Midrash until mincha, and then after mincha you have suda shlishit, and you eat until motzei Shabbat. Sound familiar? Not exact, right? Right, because you always have to be careful which mincha are you talking about, right? Mincha gedola or mincha gdana. Right? And in the Hilchot Yom Tov, was he clear that it was different meals? No. It was eat something and then have your meal. Right? Here he's very clear that it's a meal and a meal, but it does sound very close, right? And therefore, when you look at the Rambam, it could go either way, right? He could be the Rambam's copying and pasting, or what else might the Rambam be doing?
Slightly tweaking,
which makes sense, because if you think it's about not 50-50, but it's about having a balanced identity, so it could be. Good, so Shabbos and Yom Tov both have some sort of balance, but the balances are different. Proof, on Shabbos you need three meals, Yom Tov maybe you don't,
well,
right?
Well, maybe you do.
Well, maybe you do, right? Right? So, but it's not clear, right? So according to the Rambam, if Yom Tov, Shabbos either approaches Yom Tov or maybe is the same.
What?
Well, then obviously. Yeah. So you would follow the Machmir, I guess. So if you look at the Bach deals with this in 10. And the Bach says... So the Bach says, U'l'inyan halacha, perish asmab, v'zelishon, oh, akom moldim batzeret, v'shabat shetzar chetzi lachem. That everyone agrees on Shabbat, you need chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem, whatever it means. Mashma dafka chatzi lachem. Meaning, specifically, the half. V'chein kadav rabbeinu Yerucham. V'tayim mayhu, what's their justification? Dehecha d'bina nami lachem, since you also need lachem, anytime you need lachem, mistama chalkeyu. Right? What's his proof? Right? Kobe will say, but we don't have two psukim. And what's his svara? Yeah, but it's obvious. Anytime you need lachem, it's a balance. There's no such thing as anything but balance. Just isn't, right? Dum yadiyom dov, right? That's what he says. But he argues, and he says it's wrong. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says as follows. Av Yerushalmi mashma derei brechid amar lo nitnu shabbatot el asok ben bedivrei Torah. Einu durov ha-shabbat. Yesh lo asok bedivrei Torah. The Yerushalmi says, remember we saw the Yerushalmi? That lo nitnu a Shabbat, though Argyr says Shabbat and Yom Tov. So, but the gears that he has is Shabbat was given to learn. And therefore, according to him, Yom Tov is a balanced identity and Shabbat is?
More
Lashem than Lachem. Right? It's not balanced. It's a day for God. So what's the definition of Shabbat? It's a day LaHashem with Onik. You have to enjoy yourself also. But it's not a balanced day. Its primary identity is for God.
Which sounds like our original control for Rabbi Elazar.
Yes. Right?
Okay.
Hainu derov yom ha-shabbat yesh la'azim v'divrei Torah v'lo bin lachem alav v'miktzat. Mevi'u beit Yosef, simen reish bechet, kidayik lishon derava. And he said, what's his diuk? That our Gemara doesn't say that on Yom Tov, on Shabbat, you need chatzi lachem. What does it say? To be in a nami, you also need lachem. Not chetzio, just some lachem. Right? That's what he thinks the Rambam means. Because the Rambam, still, his language is not identical between Shabbat and Yom Tov. So this is the Bach. However, so one way of distinguishing Shabbat, so Shabbat versus Yom Tov, right? So what do we have?
Can I erase this?
Fine, no.
Yeah.
Shabbat, so Shabbat versus Yom Tov. So one possibility is equal, right? Second possibility is, right, Lashem more than Lachem versus equal, right? Third possibility is Shabbat is not like them. Shabbat is about contrast. What do I mean? What does the Yerushalmi say? So look at the Stucco Mishpat in number 11. Nira lefiyani adati. Everyone agrees that you need lachem on Shabbat. This is number 11. Then until chatzot you can daven. But Umaran Beit Yosef Hevi b'shema Yerushalmi. But don't you know that the Beit Yosef quoted Yerushalmi is saying that what is lo nitnu shabbatov yom tovim ela la'achid la'vishtia, that Shabbat yom is given for eating and drinking. Rebrechia Amar lasuk b'Torah. And Rebrechia said no, it's only for Torah. So which is it? Is Shabbat and yom tov for eating or is it for Torah? 11, the second 11, right? What does he say? V'ka'amar, what does Yerushalmi say? D'lo pligi, d'l'talmidei chachamim she'oskim b'Torah b'chol yimod ha'shavua, talmidei chachamim, who learn all week, what do they do on Shabbat? Yochlu v'yishtu. They should?
Eat and drink.
She'ein... Ulaotam she'enos kimidi re Torah.
And the people who. Right? Ulaotam she'enos kimidi Torah.
And those who don't learn Torah during the week, b'chol yimod ha'shavua, lo nitin lahem ha'shabbat ela lasuk b'Torah. V'imken yoter tov she'itachro v'ra kineset, kedi laharbot b'esek ha'Torah. And for Amei Aretz who don't get to learn during the week, they should stay in shul much after chatzot to learn more. So according to this sheet, based on the Yerushalmi, what's the difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov? They're not equal, and it's not even like the Bach, that it's that Shabbat is more Lashem than Lachem versus them being equal or balanced. It's that on Shabbat, the identity of Shabbat is a break from the rest of the week. So if the all week long you learn, then on Shabbat, Lachem. Right, so this is like, it reminds me of that very interesting tshuva of the Rama, where the Marshal, right, who's the Rama's cousin, writes to him and he says, how dare you? I heard a rumor that you read philosophy. How dare you read philosophy? It's Bittul Torah. And what does the Rama say? First of all, there's a big machloket whether you should read philosophy. And there were Rishonim against, but there were Rishonim for. And second of all, I only read philosophy when everyone else is wasting their time. When everyone is taking their nice walks on Shabbos afternoon, on Yom Tov, right? I don't, when everyone else is learning, I'm learning, right? And when everyone else is bottling, I'm reading philosophy, so what's the problem? Right? Or as I show this to Vittori Aronson, he's like, yes, that reminds me of the story with the Rav, right? That someone once, I think someone more in the yeshiva community asked him, like, how is it that, you know, you learn philosophy and yet you still know so much Torah? And the Rav said, it's very simple. When you're learning, I'm learning. And when you're talking about me, I'm reading philosophy. Right? Okay. Yes. Okay, so let us the last things I want to deal with is, let's assume that Chatzi Lashem does mean either 50-50 or balanced. Okay? So as you guys will find out Shavuot, and if you went to Rambam or you were here Shana Bet, you already know this, right, that what is Rav Chait's Minhag on Shavuot? Sleep at night and have the big shear in the morning. Why? What's the svara? Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. And if you sleep away the day. Right. Now, what does that assume? So that comes to this question, which is whatever you think Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem means, right, when does this balance have to take place? What are the two possibilities?
Day
versus night, or 12 in the 12-hour period or the 24-hour period. Right, the assumption of Rav Chait's position is that it's that whatever Chatzi Lashem means, it's
from my
it's the 12-hour period. So if you look at the tshuva here, I gave you the Tzemach Yehuda. He was asked about this point, and he says, "L'nadei Sheina below Matan Torah." Nishalti, I was asked. Right, this is the last page. Pamim Rabbah Yidei Tamid Chachamim. I was asked by many Tamid Chachamim, "Eich Sharina Biyom Tov Shav Shavuot Yotnerim Kol Alayla." How are you allowed to stay up all night? V'chein Bilel Hoshana Rabba V'loshi Shal Pesach. And many people have the minhag to stay up on the seventh day of Pesach or on Hoshana Rabba.
Hare b'yom tov yesh mitzvah aseh shel simcha. You have a mitzvah of simcha in yom tov. V'choser sheina eino b'matzav shel simcha. And if you are exhausted, you're not in a situation of simcha. V'rav ha-gon ha-chasir u'shmul were haftik zatzal. Amar li shamaran ha-griz mi brisk. Hay omer shem yishenim b'yom tov yesh b'zeh kiyom mitzvah aseh simcha yom tov. K'mo b'shabbat sheish b'zeh oneg shabbat. So one possibility is to solve it by saying, remember we said what? Right? Here. So the grid said, well, the first part of the solution is that what's included? Sleep. Sleep is part of Lachet. Right? Uledati akushi bito. I think the whole thing's a mistake. Ki osik b'mitzvah patra min ha-mitzvah, nemar al mitzvah ki yumit. Lav dafka mitzvah chiyuvit. Possibility one is, this is a crazy position. No, you're learning Torah. Osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. You're patur for simchat yom tov, right? While you're learning. And maybe you'll say, oh no, you're learning late into the night. That is pogeya. It's not just you aren't doing simchat yom tov. It's hurting your simchat yom tov. You're not just not doing simcha, you're humiliating it, you're degrading it. Zeleta. So he said, possibility one is maybe it is getting rid of simchat yom tov, but it's okay because you were learning and that's what led you to that. So that's fine. Yes. Va'od nirali, I don't buy it. She'ain, I don't buy this. He said, furthermore, I can't be that someone who's learning is considered degrading Yom Tov. Yom Tov atzmo mahalalo shechole kavod l'Torah umityagia b'lilamda. This is the honor of Yom Tov that you're learning. Va'od amina ki alo min amanat laroch tikkun. And if you are learning to have a tikkun, v'lo chashuv mashalome b'lel shavod. If you manage to fix something spiritually, that's great. And God wants you to do it. The simcha itself is that you're learning Torah, which of course is back to this hybrid idea. Next paragraph, I won't read that inside, but basically he says also, you know, sometimes you're allowed to fast. If you really want to, like you had a bad dream and you're really, really bothered by it, so even on Shabbat, you're allowed to fast, right? That's one of the exceptions to the rule because it makes you feel better to fast to make sure that your bad dream doesn't come true or whatever. But look at his last line. He says, the last reason is, right? He said, or you just say that it's a 24-hour period. And therefore, you learn all night, and then you sleep all day. So if you combine the grizz that sleeping counts as part of simcha, right, and you think that chatzi l'Hashem, chatzi l'Chem is the 24-hour period, then if you learn all night, that's your chatzi l'Hashem. And at the end of the day, when you sleep, and whatever eating you do, that's l'Chem, right? So what you see is that he's toying with this question. Right? Where again, you know, the position that Reichet relies on, again, this is the simple shot in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, is that when is Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem? The 12-hour period. Right? Because the Rambam describes it as you wake up early, right? And everything is happening during the day. Right? But he suggests that it's possible that it could be the 24. Right? And then the other thing you have to ask is, what is Lachem? Well, is it sleeping or not? Because obviously, if you really think sleeping's not, then maybe you shouldn't nap on Yom Tov. You should just eat all day. Right? Should learn half a day and eat all day. Right? If you really, really took that seriously. Which, of course, might come down to what? I don't want to get into this too much, but what might this hang on and whether sleeping counts? Come on, last week. Whether Simchat Yom Tov is objective or subjective. Right? If it's objective, is this Achilat Basar Shtiyat Yayin? No, but if it's subjective and you enjoy it, but then fine.
You enjoy something if you're not conscious while you're doing it.
You don't like sleep.
Avi, do you enjoy sleep?
Yes.
There you go. Do you enjoy the fact that you're not conscious of it?
Yes.
See? Very scientific study there.
Well, then you've already enjoyed the fact that it makes you feel better afterwards, right?
That's what most things... That's what most enjoyments are, though, aren't they not?
It makes you feel so good.
Yeah. Now, again, as I mentioned before, right, so coming back to the Shabbat Yom Tov thing, right, are they identical? So we said in the Rambam is not totally clear, right, which hangs on whether he thinks you're having three meals or not, right, or just eating. So if you just look, skip for a second to 14, the Torah says, V'yesh omrim, shetzarech lasut bo shalosh su'udot, v'chein katzav Rambam, v'adoni arash lo no'akein. Right, the way he understands the Rambam is that on Yom Tov you need three meals, which brings you much closer to saying that Shabbat and Yom Tov are equivalent, right? Because once you say that you need Suda Shlishit on Yom Tov, does the Rambam in Shabbat and the Rambam in Yom Tov start to sound more similar? If you think both of them are having three meals? Yeah, pretty close. If you don't think that, so then there's a very important difference.
Is there a preferable mincha that the
mincha that
they're on?
In general, mincha ketana. In general, mincha ketana, the later one. Okay. So look, it just said 13. We'll read this Tosef quickly. Tosef says, "Ibayachiv lo bayach lo achel." So if you remember, we mentioned this briefly, that the Gemara says, in the context of sukkah, right? So the first night you have to eat in the sukkah, and after that, you don't have to. So Tosef obviously asks, what does that mean? You don't have to eat the rest of Sukkot. Aren't you chayav to eat the rest of Sukkot? Like, right? Not because of Sukkot, but because it's Yom Tov, it's Shabbos, right? So he says, "Klal di'achil chayav lechol b'sukkah." You don't have to eat at all, but if you do, you have to eat in the Sukkot. I mean, la'el umash mahachad implies the Yom Tov lo avichova. There's no obligation to eat. The e boy lo achil klal. If you want, you can fast. Chutz milay leviyom zarishon. Is that true? Lefizem tav lo hiskur shel Yom Tov berachad amazon in tzarich lachzor. If that's the case, then if you forgot yal v'yavo, in benching, you wouldn't have to repeat because apparently there's no chiyuv of eating at all. But elsewhere we say that on Shabbat Yom Tov you have to be chozer m'tav chozer. Maybe that's only the first meal at night on Pesach and Sukkot. So what about gabe Yom Tov chelkeu chetzil Hashem chetzil lachem chetzil lachil v'chetzil v'nei midrash divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Efshar bebisra v'peiri the ein van birkat hamazon. Right, so Tor suggests that how many meals do you need on Yom Tov? Three. How many does Tosfot suggest? Zero. So the next question is: when we said what counts as lachem, does it have to be meals or food? The Tor.
So three possibilities: two meals, right? Three meals, or no meals, right? Just eat.
Right? So Tosfot says, what? No, you don't have to eat. You're allowed to, but you don't have to. Right? The way you make it is by eating meat and things you enjoy. Do you have to have it with a meal? Not necessarily according to Tosfot. According to the Torah, the opposite extreme, you need three meals. Last thing I just gave you, that in Tefillah, right, so the Reben Yakar in his Parashat Tefillah has a very interesting girsa in our Tefillah and a meaning of it. He says his girsa in davening on Yom Tov is v'tein chalkenu b'toratecha shetiyeh haTorah arusati. Rather, the Torah should be our portion and our betrothed. V'chein anu omrim b'Yom Tov. This is what we say in Yom Tov. L'fi dechtiv atzeret l'Hashem elokecha. Hein chelek l'beit ha-midrash. Tein chelek l'beit ha-midrash. The reason on Yom Tov we daven Tein Chalkenu B'Toratecha is because on Yom Tov there's two parts to it, right? We want to have our chelek for us, but also part of the kiyum of the day is that God gives us a kiyum in His Torah, right? That's part of the essence of the day. Now that puts me right back to what? The idea of the hybrid identity, that it's not half the day lachem and then the rest of the day is not. It's that, right? The day is defined by these two, right? So just to review what we saw in Rabbi Yeshua. Guys, you still have 15 minutes. Stop. 18. Right? And I'm only going to be done in two. Right? So Rabbi Yeshua So yesterday we did Rabbi Elazar, but now let's talk about Yeshua. So again, Rabbi Yeshua says, Chatzim Hashem, Chatzim Lachem. So we said, okay. So first of all, does that mean simply some Lachem, right? Or something more comprehensive, right? Rid says, don't fast. Everyone else seems to say it's more comprehensive. How comprehensive? Is it simply balanced or maybe 50-50? We saw the regional Litzion said 50-50. Simplest understanding is more of a balanced day. Now, why? So you can either say that's because on Yom Tov, you need half Lachem and then the other is Lachem, but they're not integrated. Or you could say that no. Just like we saw that, you can't just eat yourself, but you have to provide for the poor. Because it needs to be Simchat Mitzvah, not Simchat Kreso. So maybe the learning is creating a holistic identity to Yom Tov that is Lifnei Hashem. And therefore the eating and the learning are A, both part of the Simcha, and B, the learning also what? Contextualizes the eating itself and transforms it. Right? Then we dealt with the question, when do you have to do this? Probably during the 12 hours, but we saw one possibility that's the 24. And then we said, okay, what counts as Lachem? Is it only, Lashem? Is it about learning or davening also? Seems to be primarily learning. Davening is not clear, hence Mr. Brewer's critique of the people who daven for too long, right? Extra chazanas, which may not be here or there. And then Lachem, where it seems to be eating, but the grizz includes sleeping, which again may go back to what we saw last week, is how much it's objective acts and how much it's subjective acts. And if you love sleeping more than anything else, then, you know, that's you can remember the mitzvah. And then the last thing we dealt with is, the last two things we dealt with is, when you makayim the simcha, does it have to be in the context of meals? We saw three positions. Tosfot it says no, and Yom Tov you don't need any meals except for first night of Sukkot and first night of Pesach for a separate halacha, you just need to eat. At the opposite extreme, you have the Torah who says you even eat sudat shli sheet, according to the Rambam, right? And then you have the people who say you need two meals. And then the third thing we saw is what is the relationship between Shabbat and Yom Tov? Where we saw some who said Shabbat and Yom Tov are equal. The Bach who says no. On Yom Tov, there's a balanced identity. On Shabbos, Lashem overwhelms Lachem. And then the position based on the Yerushalmi and Beis Yosef is no. Yom Tov is about a hybrid identity. Shabbos is about taking a break from what you normally do. And therefore, if you normally don't learn, then Shabbos is supposed to be primarily about learning. But if you normally learn, Shabbos is primarily about enjoying yourself, right? So Shabbos is about contrast as opposed to Yom Tov, which is about the hybrid identity. Okay?
This is Bach. This is the Beit Yosef. This is Shabbos.
Okay? Shkoyach, guys. With that, Gemara Chatzimah Tova. Shkoyach, and a good Zman.